continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
From the KFNX Weather Center for tonight, there's a chance for a shower. We could have a thunderstorm. Humidity partly cloudy with a low of 88. Weather winds to 15 miles an hour. There's a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms Friday morning. Have a mostly sunny day with a high of 107. Saturday will have plenty of sunshine and a high of 108. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 92 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
The Fly Mackey Show.
Last year, the Treasury Department says that there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in the United States than in the entire history of our country put together. It's like in 1 year, there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency. It's just, isn't that crazy?
You can become a millionaire too. Gain knowledge on how to spend money to make money in the digital age the right way on The Fly Mackey Show. He's a Donald Trump Bible-thumping conservative every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Do you just love your banker? Do you enjoy fees and overdrafts? Do you get all giddy when the Federal Reserve endlessly prints money, devaluing yours? Me too! Tune in to 1100 KFNX on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. for the Digital Cash Evolution by thecryptoshow.com. Learn the latest tips on how to use cryptocurrency and kick the banks to the curb. With local resources and free classes by Phoenix Crypto, digital currencies are the future of money. Don't get left behind. Tune in on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. to the Digital Cash Evolution. The Crypto Show may not actually love bankers or the Federal Reserve.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Octong, America, Berlin calling. Von Wehunt and his elite commandos have seized the KFNX studios tonight to broadcast to the nation. They now surround the radio station with machine guns drawn to protect this very important broadcast, as it is a very dark and stormy night across America. Now this week, Trump campaigned in Tampa Bay. CNN's Jim Acosta was rightfully heckled at the Trump rally.
Now, the White House closed out the month of July without holding a briefing for reporters today. That means the White House has held only three briefings for the press this month and eight total since the end of May. There is no other way to describe what the White House is doing these days. Wolf, top officials, including the president, are hiding from the press. And Wolf, just to give you a sense as to what's happening right now, you can hear there is a chorus of boos and other chants from this Trump crowd here in Tampa, Florida. They're saying things like CNN sucks, go home, and fake news. Wolf, obviously, all of those things are false. We're staying right here. We're going to do our job and report on this rally to all of our viewers here tonight. Wolf.
As you should. All right, Jim Acosta, we'll stay in very close touch with you. Thank you. With the
Mueller. Now, Jim Acosta is a hack and not a good journalist at all, as he constantly attacks the president. I welcome you all tonight to our Nationalist Coast to Coast broadcast. We are growing deep and exponentially all across America. This show is rising like the phoenix into the sun. And the people sense that something is wrong and very dreadful with their so-called leaders in Washington, D.C., as Trump tries his best to get things moving in the right direction. There's something wrong in many state houses, in our Congress, and the mass Bolshevik TV and print media who attacks President Trump incessantly and daily, showing us their true colors, showing us what side they are really on. For we are the real nation, and they are not. They stole it from you long, long ago, as our federal government was hijacked, and now we have embedded enemies who reside in it, in the FBI, in other alphabet agencies. The red communists and people who don't call themselves that, but who have communist line of thinking, and they know who they are. We are the lightning bolts in the night sky. We are the tsunami beneath the red wave. Folks, there was a patriot named Bill Cooper that lived in northern Arizona. He warned us all about the deep state and shadow government 20 years ago, before he was gunned down in a controversial shooting. And this is what he had to say that you need to listen to.
Their whole purpose throughout history has been to teach a small number of people how to become adept at controlling everyone else. Their goal is to destroy all existing religions save theirs, all existing governments save theirs, and shackle the mob in a system of eternal oppressive debt chained to a computer for the rest of their life, in a propagandized world to make them believe that they are happy in this system. Now, do you think they're succeeding? Yes, haven't I described to you just now exactly what is going on in the world today? Yes, they're succeeding. They're succeeding because the American people don't understand their enemy. They don't even know what's happening. There's a method to their madness. There's really not much method to yours, because you're operating from a place of ignorance. And until you change that, you're going to be bumbling around, bumping into each other, saying and doing the wrong things, not understanding the nature of your enemy. And if you don't understand the nature of your enemy and the weapons they use, you cannot fight that enemy. You can't fight the battle. You shouldn't even be on the battlefield. That's why you're losing the war. And don't tell me you're not, because I'm in a place of great knowledge about who's winning and who's losing this war. And I can assure you, you're losing the war. This country was founded by dangerous men.
Amen.
And the moment the people in this country cease to be dangerous men, it's going to be the day we cease to have a country. And I'm going to tell you right now, unless we can be successful in creating a real free press where the American people get different viewpoints other than those expressed in the establishment-controlled media, there's going to be a civil war in this country, and it's going to come soon. The only thing that can stop it is by waking up vast amounts of sleeping people. Sheeple is what they are. They are following the Judas goat right into the shearing pens, and from there they will go to the slaughter, and they will not know that anything is wrong until they smell the blood of the sheeple in front of them.
Folks, that was Bill Cooper, who warned us about the shadow government in the deep state 20 years ago. America, in this great experiment of freedom and liberty, was founded, make no mistake about it, by very extreme and dangerous men. And this is why there was a war against men and boys being waged all across America by the corporate media, the schools, some parts of the government and society at large. When we are no longer a nation of dangerous men, we will then cease to be a real nation. I am very into the early colonial flags prior to the American Revolution, as I always study history. We as well say join or die. And one more flag that I like has a tree branch and says appeal to heaven. We will appeal to our higher spiritual power, as that will be our guiding light. You are my Germanic wolves all across America. I know you well. You are ravenous and hungry for your nation to come back from the edge of the abyss. And I'm your Panzer Group leader. Achtung, America! The show is ready to begin. And tonight, this is a classic show, which I know you will enjoy.
Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
AMI Diamonds and Jewelry. Guaranteed wholesale prices to the public on all diamonds, gems, pearls, and jewelry. That's 60 to 80% off retail prices or more, which makes it the perfect place for price hunting. Located at Cactus and Tatum across from Paradise Valley Mall, AMI Diamonds and Jewelry offers highly reliable servicing for all your fine jewelry and watch repairs, as well as bead and pearl stringing. The owner is a global diamond specialist, obtaining investment-grade GIA-certified fine-quality diamonds for a small commission, thus making them a sparkling commodity that you can see, touch, and enjoy. Diversify. Invest. Make a statement and enjoy portable wealth. AMI Diamonds also buys gold, gems, pearls, diamonds, and fine jewelry. AMI Diamonds pays out some of the best values for your items in the Phoenix area. You'll be satisfied working with professionals who each have over 40-plus years of experience in the jewelry trade. Same-day service available. Stop in today. AMI Diamonds, a family business with a very friendly environment. AMI Diamonds. Call today, 602-923-8200. 602-923-8200.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K as MK7, and full spectrum mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
Right now, communist China and the mullahs in Iran, as well as North Korea, are still saber-rattling, wanting war with you in America. For we want a different world full of peace, love, and security. But until that world is truly achieved, we are still a world at war. My command bunker has advised me that we have Matador from his East Valley bunker on the line. Matador, are you there tonight?
I'm here, General Von Wehhunt. Great show as usual.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And I appreciate you. And you know what? China has declared economic warfare on America, while most of our Bolshevik leftist media in this country is obsessed with Russia, Vladimir Putin, and alternative news sites such as InfoWars and others. China is actually America's greatest enemy right now. Your thoughts, sir?
By far, China is our greatest enemy. So funny now. Chairman, president, whatever they call him now for life, XIZ, or whatever he goes by yes. This week, now sent his henchmen out to say, Trump needs to act civil. Now they're begging Trump. Trump said instead of a 10% tariff, I'm going to make it a 25% chair from those Chi-Coms. We don't need any of your plastic trinkets anymore. Right. It's a big running joke. Your economy is going to collapse in the next few years. You need a middle class. They want our Apple products, our Samsung that we make here now from Korea. They want our stuff. We don't need your stuff. I mean, it's amazing. I heard that Wilbur Ross guy on the radio. He said, some flunky ex-Obama guy tried to say, Trump doesn't know diplomacy, William Ross. And he said, older guy, he said, I'm working with Trump. He said, you don't have diplomacy with the Chinese. You show them strength. He said, actually, Trump is getting all Asian nations together and India and Europe. They all have agreed since 2017. They support Trump on all the tariffs against China. Everybody's about to go to war with China on the tariffs. In Russia, I love what Putin said the other week. He considers them a Christian nation. If there ever is World War III, Putin will be standing with our troops fighting with the Christians to defeat the hordes of the atheist Chinese.
Absolutely. And folks, don't forget, the reason why the media and the deep state and the shadow government are all against Vladimir Putin, because they're white Christian Europeans. God forbid. Putin has invigorated the Greek Orthodox Church, the Catholic wing of the Vatican, and he has invigorated their priests all over Russia. There's no longer the days of Stalin where they're closing down churches. Putin has opened up all the churches and let people pray. And now China, conversely, is an atheist, godless, communist country. My uncles fought in World War II against the Japanese, and they said they were called the Nips, and they had to burn them out of their holes with flamethrowers and machine guns back in the day. Your thoughts, Matador?
I agree 100%. They believe in no God over there. They believe in government as their God. They are the true enemy of the Judeo-white Christian. They want to stomp it out here. And our Bolshevik media, they call Trump authoritarian, a dictator. He wants to shut the free press down. Google and all the guys in San Francisco attack him. Mm-hmm. My response to them is they all want to do business in China. Ask anybody that lives or ever been to China. They don't have ultimate internet over there. Most of it's blocked.
Right.
Has Trump blocked anybody on their internet here? Can anybody find one person in America that says, oh, I tried to get on the internet, but Trump shut a bunch of it down? No, but China shuts it all down. But they're the good guys. Our Bolshevik media, Trump is right. They are the enemy of the people. There's been over 500 Trump supporters attacked in the last 3 years. It's hidden by the Bolshevik media. Obama was the president for 8 years. Nobody ever did anything. Now I watch where that white lady completely destroyed because the guy had a few Trump bumper stickers on his car. He was arrested.
Right.
An African-American male got on a bus in New York City, cursed out a white man, called him all kind of racial names, punched him in the face, and jumped off. They're looking for him. So all the attacks now on the judicial, the white Christian male out here, and the media doesn't report on it. But then they find these fake waiters and waitresses who make up these receipts. Did you see that? Like
I
they did on
that
the
one. That was more fake news.
Fake news, and
throw
then
in your
and
face,
then
America.
And then when it gets, and then when the truth gets discovered, CNN doesn't report on it anymore. It's breaking news. It's
double
breaking
standard.
News.
There's a reason why people don't like Jim Acosta and CNN. Matador, I want you to hear this, and I want to get your thoughts about it. And just hang on here for 1 second. We'll get the audio through our Enigma code machine. That's the people saying CNN sucks and build that wall. People are sick of this rampant immigration. We're being invaded. And we're tired of this media that has a double standard. And it's just amazing. It's been China Met is about to report its very first account deficit. And I have a friend that just came back from China who is in hiding, who will remain nameless. I call him the Chinese Dragon. And he told me that they tried to screw him over on his wages. He was just in China a week ago, folks. And he's told me that the Chinese government has many anti-American videos on TV, anti-Trump. They are preparing for war. And they were very belligerent to him when he was working in China, trying to benefit them and himself by teaching English. Your thoughts, Matador?
I agree 100%. Those TRICOMs were in total shock. They thought Hillary was going to win and they could write those $100 million checks to John McCain and Mitt Romney and all the rest of those fake D.C. people and buy off the media. They cannot believe that Trump won't back down. He will destroy China in the 8 years. When he's done with China, they'll go back to being that pre-president, great president, by the way, Nixon China. Before he opened up China,
right.
They're going to go back into that dirt hole in the 1850s to 1960s, 100-year China. They're going to go back into the dirt hole when he's done with them. They're the true enemy of America. Russia is no enemy. I hear on the way home the radio, oh, they're going to try to influence the next elections. And all that's all the media wants people to believe. I mean, I love what Trump said at that rally. I want people to have an ID to vote. You know, now the new Democratic ploy is they're losing African-Americans and Hispanic-born Americans like crazy. Their new thing now is let's just let illegals, anybody vote that just wants to vote now. Yep, that's their new thing.
Right.
They know now that now African-Americans support Trump 30 to 50%. They know they can never beat him in 2020. So their big new thing in 2020, let's just let everybody vote. You're here.
Exactly.
Oh, you paid some kind of tax. You deserve to vote. They
Matador.
That's why they want to bring in 100,000.
I totally agree. We have to get our borders under control. Our sponsor, folks, the Arizona Gold Exchange, Matador. Have you been to our proud sponsor there at 2535 East Bell Road?
I have been there. It's the best place in the city. If you need any kind of weapon or you need some cash or you just want to trade anything, you don't even have to buy anything. They'll take the trade. They don't make you buy anything at all. They're very friendly. No pressure, no anything like that. You never know what you might need, but it's a great, great place.
Thank you, Matador. Thank you, sir. It's Arizona Gold Exchange, our proud sponsor. We love them. What a fantastic store. Get down there. East Bell Road, 2535. You know the drill. I'll talk to you next.
News you won't get anywhere else. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Fair and balanced. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Manafort testified at trial Thursday that the former Trump campaign manager never told her about the foreign bank accounts he used to pay for millions in luxury items. Correspondent Jessica Schneider tells what else was revealed.
There are also photos of the jackets and suits he paid a pretty penny for, including from the store that bills itself the most expensive in the world, Bijan. One blue jacket from Bijan rang in at $32,800.
An investigation is underway into what went wrong at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, Thursday after reports of an active shooter during a scheduled drill. Here's Colonel Tom Sanders.
We received a 911 telephone call from an individual inside the hospital who truly believed that there was an emergent situation taking place. At that point in time, any of our exercise situations immediately go into pause, and we begin to respond according to the threat which has been dictated to us.
Just ahead of Friday's opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures down 12. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center for tonight, there's a chance for a shower. We could have a thunderstorm. Humidity partly cloudy with a low of 88. Weather winds to 15 miles an hour. There's a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms Friday morning. We'll have a mostly sunny day with a high of 107. Saturday, we'll have plenty of sunshine and a high of 108. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 89 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hi, Solar Sandy here. Currently, you're buying expensive power from your power company, paying fees, taxes, and all kinds of charges for your electricity. I want you to save money on a bill you're already spending too much on, and it's going to keep going up. To get saving with solar, fill out my kilowatt worksheet, and then I come to your house to show you how many panels you need and how much PYOP, producing your own power, will save you. No more high electric bills. It's really quite simple. Now you produce your own power and pay less for it. Go to my website, AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com.
One theft every 6.5 minutes.
156 thefts every day. Here's a shout out to the more than 57,000 drivers who admittedly made it easy for the thieves last year. 57,000 who left the keys in their vehicle and had it stolen. Lock it before you leave it. Don't make it easy for the thief. If you know something about vehicle theft or insurance fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
You have now reached the Radio Imperium, the show with absolute power. Now it is time for the dramatic warlord to speak to the nation. The news of the day in war and peace. For I have a strong lineage, and I come from the ancient dramatic forest with hidden esoteric knowledge. To bravely broadcast to all brute nations, and to wake up the American people, for the evil is at hand. They call you deplorable, reactionary, and they question your strong resolve and your motives. For when the time comes, we will not back down, and we will clean up our streets, neighborhoods, towns, and cities. Now, this is the infamous episode 127 of the legendary Von Wehhunt Show, a cult classic with a star date of 8-2-2018. Your favorite show. And this is the Red China Meltdown show special tonight. It's summer, and this show is Walking on the Sun. That's right, baby. We're in the sun. Let's get the Irish pirate on the line on our underground pirate radio show. Pirate, are you there tonight?
The Irish pirate is here, Von Wehhunt.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, actually, I'm moving myself because I'm getting rained on too much at my hidden compound on the north side.
Yes.
And I want to be where I can enjoy this wonderful weather.
Absolutely.
But anyway, you hit a nail on the head so far as dealing with the real problem in America, which is the influence of the Chinese.
Yes.
And I would like to offer myself as the antidote for such things in light of the fact that we've had about a dozen officials, congressmen, et cetera, attacked by members of the cultist left.
Yes.
And hundreds of Trump supporters. And literally, in the meantime, Trump has responded by prosecuting 5 digits worth of pedophiles.
Thank
shutting
God.
Down,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Shutting
Get
down,
that scum off our streets.
Shutting down organizations that shouldn't be in existence. And one of the things that's really cool, there is an American pastor in Turkey that was jailed, quote-unquote, for Christianizing, which is apparently a violation of the law over there.
God forbid.
And Turkey wants to buy a bunch of F-35s, billions of dollars worth, and Trump said, no, you can't, because you have this pastor, an American, behind bars for doing nothing wrong, and you will not get your toys unless you release this man. I think they're going to do it.
God.
I think they're going to do his bidding.
Yes.
I just love how Trump operates.
I do, too.
More.
He operates like us. He's a nationalist.
A dotted line.
Yes. Trump's a nationalist. We think outside the box, and we play 3 and 4D chess while everyone else is playing Chinese checkers, getting suitcases full of cash in those Washington, D.C. hotel rooms and parking garages. Oh, yes, we know. We know.
So, and I'm the guy that's actually the, shall we say, the counterinsurgent who's actually teaching children to think for themselves. I can't wait for the school year to start so I can do just that. Not that I wasn't doing that today anyway.
Right.
In privately. But the bottom line is we're ready to actually sound the alarm, retrain those who would like to be part of the freedom movement.
Yes.
Because you don't have your freedom unless you're actually using it.
That's right. And don't ever give away those guns, America. Keep your powder dry, boys. Someday we may just need it yet.
They wanted you to give away your gold back in 1933.
Screw that. And to hell with them.
Well, you see what that got us.
That's so, right.
Yeah, we're not going to be giving away any other types of individual machinery just so that somebody else can enjoy the luxury of owning our times and treasures. That's not
right.
going to work.
We're not going to give away any more real estate. We've already given up enough. From now on, it's war. Irish, I thank you so much, sir. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate you.
Von Weehunt on the sideline. I just got a hold. A little package came in the mail, and it's your book.
Nice. The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy.
Signing it.
I will sign it for you. We will meet up, sir. I assure you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, General Von Weehunt.
Have a great night, sir. Thank you. Folks, the California wildfires rage out of control. It's like a scene from Dante's Inferno. It's biblical. Much of the world right now is on fire on this planet Earth. 2017 fire season was a global phenomenon. You may have missed the memo, but the world is currently on fire. Massive blazes burn in the United States, Canada, Russia, South America, and across Europe in 2017. 5.6 million acres of land have been burned this year, or 1.8 million more acres than the 10-year average. Many states are still in drought conditions, and they have used up much of their fire budgets. And it sounds like this.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
That's a song from 1968 by Arthur Brown. It's a great song, but it does tell us what's going on. Fires also burn in Canada and British Columbia and can be seen from space. It's actually unsurprising that the smoke is billowing over the border into nearby Seattle, Washington, a hotbed of liberalism. Europeans have dubbed their heat wave Lucifer. Some suggest that the New World Order is creating these fires where good men and women have already died. Our great firefighters out there. Lasers were actually seen, allegedly, from the sky initiating these fires, and they were picked up by some strange winery security cameras in Northern California. Now, the jury is out on that, but that is sort of the latest controversy with these fires. Folks, there are many rogue, subversive groups conspiring to wrest the U.S. government from the hands of you, the people, to install their own Bolshevik leader. This is very typical of Bolshevik-style revolution. This has not happened overnight. They are planning, preparing, plotting, gathering allies, working on details, slowly tightening the noose around you and on America for you and your family. Why else would they want to dump the duly elected president of these United States, President Donald J. Trump, with such fervor and venom and contempt, especially when he's doing so well for the country? We must stop them before it is too late, or they gain momentum from the useless idiots on the left and in the media and in Congress. Folks, there's a lot going on. Now, I talk to you directly, as you instinctively know what we are up against. The battle for our very nation and the battle for its very soul. Let's get Brett on if we can, if he's still there. Brett, call back. We will get you on the show. And we are battling for our very soul, for our neighborhoods. And America has awakened. And we stand as the conquering heroes. Now, St. Michael is the patron saint of the Von Wehunt Show. In glory to St. Jude, the saint of the impossible. May we invoke St. Michael as he extends his powerful hand over the nation tonight. Prayer does work. Many of you are out there out of work still, or between jobs, or maybe have some family issues. I hear many of you call and email the station, and we are with you. We know that no matter what China does or our corrupt Congress and senators, that we are with you on the Von Wehunt Show. We support you, and we are always with you. St. Michael, he is the patron saint of this show and always will be, I guarantee it. And I shall return. Thank you. Stay tuned for more of the show.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Dr. Chan has implanted the smallest cardiac defibrillator and has received his training from Johns Hopkins University in the Mayo Clinic. Questions about your heart's health?
Tune in for your heart advice every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
As I've been watching the growth of the passive investors, there has become a core group that are almost like professional passive investors. They've got a system down that's just unbelievable. And I'm talking about a system that does massive diversification to protect their long-term wealth, to protect their life savings, to where they're diversifying across multiple lead investors.
Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. Mypassiveincomesystem.com.
Stay up late. Alex Jones, After Dark. Nights 1 to 4 a.m. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
It's summertime in Arizona, and the deals are easy at Camelback Toyota. Our service department has a summer special just for you. Our air conditioning performance test. All summer long, $49.95, a $30 savings, which includes a test system for proper cooling performance. We inspect hoses and connections for leaks, inspect all belts and adjust if necessary, and we clean those condenser tins. $49.95 all summer long. We're Camelback Toyota, just around the corner at 16th Street in Camelback. Tell them Shoeshine Mike sent you, and enjoy your day.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Don't tread on me, join or die. The spirit of 1776 and the blood of your ancestors courses through your veins. Never, ever forget that. Now let's get Paul the Gladiator on here for our closing segment. Paul, are you there tonight?
I am here.
How are you doing, sir?
Good, man. Just, ducking from all the storms we're getting hit with here in Arizona.
Yes, it's a dark and stormy night out there across the land. Yes, sir.
Across the land, and it's going to be across China soon, too, because they're going to have to come to the table, as you've been talking.
Yes.
And deal with Trump and finally make something happen that's actually beneficial to both countries, you know?
That's right. And there was a video that I saw, and I basically saw this lady. She threw some a substance on the Chinese president, Xi, there in Beijing on a government building. She was quickly picked up by the Chinese security forces. Folks, storm clouds are brewing, and the drums of war are beating. And China, their globalist intentions have been unveiled. Our media is so stupid. They're chasing Russian ghosts, the ghosts of the czar, and we have China on our doorstep. China views, you know, Paul, they view our West Coast as part of their Pacific Rim territory. That was unveiled, that they see Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland as part of their territory in the Pacific Rim. Your thoughts, sir?
Right, exactly. And not only that, they, kudos to you, because I know personally that you were involved in helping your friend get out of China.
Yes.
And not only get out, but get some money for it, too.
Yes, he's in hiding. He's very afraid of the Chinese security forces in this country, and he will remain nameless. I call him the Chinese dragon for his coach.
You're right. And I can personally attest, I've been to dinner with both you and him, and know where he came from and where he was, and I'm glad you helped him get out.
Yeah, I don't make this stuff up, folks. This is real radio. This guy is real. He was in China for many, many years working there, pursued by Chinese security forces. His home was bugged. He's been followed and tailed, and he's got all the intel on that nation state.
Right. Yeah. The media had to cover the young gentleman in North Korea who was put on a plane and unfortunately died, a day and a half later.
Exactly.
Here, but he was tortured. And it's the same thing in China. And I'm glad you got involved in that. And, it's like our president, he's standing firm and he's standing strong. So we've already got the European Union coming to the table. And China will eventually have to come to the table, because Trump's smart. What he's told the European Union is, hey, look, I'll stand with you if you stand with us, and we can stand together against China. And if we do business together, then they're going to want to do business with us, and we'll get the best deal. And the guy's a deal maker. Let him make the deal.
God, it's so true, Paul. The Art of the Deal is Trump's first book. I bought it back in the 80s. I love it. He is a deal maker. And there's one more place, folks, where you can get a great deal. It's the Arizona Gold Exchange. And that's ArizonaGoldExchange.com. And, Paul, we've been there before many times. Guns, gold, silver, elite pawn services, and they're very friendly staff.
Yeah, go see Daniel and his family. They're awesome. It's a family-owned business on top of being a great business.
Yes, 2535 East Bell Road. Paul, what are your final thoughts to America, sir?
You know, I think it's just hold the course. I mean, hold strong in the man we elected to be president. Don't worry about the media. Don't worry about the Bolsheviks. Don't worry about the liberals. Don't worry about the progressives. Let this man run the country. That's what we hired him for with our votes.
Yes.
Let him do the job we elected him to do, and let him force our Congress and our senators, the congressional group and our senatorial group, do their job by having to work with him, because he's standing strong, and eventually they're going to have to come play with him.
Yes. Paul the Gladiator, thank you so much, sir. We love you.
Have a good night. We love you, too.
You too, man. Have a great night. Folks, I have a stark confession to make here in the closing segment, and I want to tell you, the illustrious KFNX audience, hope I have your listening ears ready. I will come clean and admit my Russian collusion here. I secretly flew to Moscow on board a Russian jet before the 2016 election provided to me by Russian dictator Vladimir Putin. There we drank shots of vodka, and he gave me a fantastic tour of the Kremlin. We even walked by Lenin's tomb as Putin saluted him. God forbid. This Kremlin tour I was invited to was only given to VIPs and heads of state. I felt very honored in Putin's presence. And then we drank more vodka, and then the hot Russian dancing girls came out to dance for us in bikinis, since the Kremlin has a strip club inside of it. I've called CNN to interview me about this, and I'm still awaiting their response. Me and Putin, we smoked cigars, we sipped cognac, we talked about our conquests, and we laughed about Obama and Hillary and how stupid they were, and we mocked the election and the Democrat Party and their symbol being the jackass donkey. And we laughed and partied till the early morning hours. There was much, as CNN says, much collusion there between me and Putin, after which I was taken via limousine to my 5-star Moscow hotel suite. And there were two Russian chicks inside the room to give me a much-needed massage, all under the insidious Red Star banner over my bed. People ask me, did you take liberties with your female guests? I replied, yes, I did. And so did Putin. You know, the Maxine Waters Democrat Party and the mass Bolshevik media is right all along. There was Russian collusion between Vladimir Putin and the Von Wehunt Show. We are incorrigible and guilty as charged here at KFNX at the highest levels. And I take full responsibility. I want you to know from my actions and the international incident caused. I'm guilty as charged. So there you have it, folks. Me and Vladimir Putin are good friends. We drink vodka together. We drive around Moscow in limousines and even consorted with Russian party girls. It's all true. Jim Acosta, come and interview me. Russian collusion confirmed. I can only ask for your forgiveness, as you all can blame me, not our President Trump, as he is completely innocent of all these insidious charges. And so as a token of my appreciation, I will now play this song from Mother Russia as I close out the show. God bless you all.